Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. True Father speaks on who will inherit the ocean, page 173. Uplifting the American fishing industry. By and large, America's trading tradition is based on the merchant marines. America and Mexico should have an inseparable tie to the ocean and to each other. This is not something new. We should have known about this. Your ancestors were dead serious, much more than you now realize. They suffered religious persecution, and so they came here, risking their lives. They had no guarantee that they would make it here alive, much less survive here. The evidence is everywhere. The biggest economic centers are not in the center of America, where Chicago is, but right on the coast. For example, New York with the Hudson River and Bay, San Francisco and Los Angeles. It's evident that the ocean is vital to the economy of the nation. If the jet had not been introduced, our dependence upon the ocean would be even greater. Can we afford not to care about the ocean? Look at the boat building industry. They all moved down to Alabama or in that general region in order to find cheaper labor. But almost all companies have closed down. Now, our movement is starting companies there. Why? Because the redevelopment of the ocean is coming soon, and we have to be ready for that. Not only in America, but in other nations as well. We are developing boats for fishing in Brazil and boats for long-lining tuna. Now everyone else is giving up on the fishing industry, but someday soon, people will see that the only person who has a pattern for success is Reverend Moon. That is why we have to make a foundation now. Then people will someday wake up and see that we are way ahead. In the world today, when an industry goes down, that is when people leave it and give up. However, that is not our way. That is when we really buckle down and invest. There are four great fishing grounds in the world. Three of them are right here, near the United States. People can fish anywhere in the world, but the American fishermen can easily go to the best places. Japan and Germany, even the Soviet Union, desperately want to catch fish for their own markets. But America makes it very difficult for other fishermen to come in. However, the market for fish in America is much smaller than in other countries. It doesn't make sense. The best way would be to combine fishing ground rights and market strategies between three nations, Japan, Germany, and America. If these three countries could make a responsible agreement towards the fisheries today, the rest of the world could center on that. At any rate, these other countries are coming into fish, and this makes the position of the American government so difficult. They don't want people coming in, but there are so few American fishing boats. Since Americans aren't utilizing these great fishing grounds, the other countries that invest a lot in fishing come into these waters anyway. America is in a dilemma to defend its fishing waters. Who can step in and help this situation? Reverend Moon can. He will organize young people and send them out to develop the American fishing industry. This is my vision. Eventually, the Moonies will be a strong and positive force in the industry, not to destroy it, but to bring it up to international standards. So even though the American government doesn't want Moonies fishing and becoming successful, they will encourage us because of this situation. Now, Gloucester wants Reverend Moon to leave, but at the same time, they want to keep the same price standard for their tuna. In Korea, they make the best fishing equipment and gear. Japanese fishermen are now saying that the best fishermen are the Koreans because they are so tough and courageous. The Koreans have guts when they fish. They'll go for a huge catch and strain the net, even if it costs them $1 million for the net. When they lose, it's tough, but when they gain, they really gain. The Japanese don't do that. They compute and calculate very carefully. Sometimes they miss the chance. Coming from that background in Korea, I noticed the fishing gear companies in America and couldn't help but think of how to make them better. There are many boats in the New York area, but so few equipment stores in New York City. We could distribute fishing gear so easily in America. Eventually, we could build a high-rise in New York centering on the fishing equipment business. In every area, the fishing industry needs improvement. The ocean industry is open to us. If we make our foundation now, nobody could even think about catching up to us in the future. As time goes on, people will say, no one can even compete with the Moonies. For example, look at the tuna fishing situation as it is now. People used to wake up around 6 or 7 a.m. and go out. However, we have been waking up at 3 or even 2 a.m. People look at our hard work and they have to say, the ocean business is for Moonies. No way we can beat that. When I first came here more than 8 years ago, the tuna price was 5 or 10 cents per pound. Now, the price recently jumped to $2 per pound. We bought a great deal of tuna and helped to raise the price. Then all the other buyers had to follow. That's exactly what happened. From the businessman's viewpoint, Reverend Moon is bad, but they never concerned themselves about the fishermen. From the fisherman's viewpoint, it is another story. The price of tuna should go up to $5 per pound and even more. This is important for the entire industry. If tuna prices go up, then other fish prices have to go up. Fishermen in other areas have a better chance to make money. Today, fishermen catch tons of fish, but they only get 30 or 40 cents per pound. Let's look at ourselves. We are buying tuna at a great cost, and even though we are catching tuna, we are not making money. Why should we do such a program? Think about it this way. A tuna weighing around 1,000 pounds, and with tuna at $5 per pound, is a $5,000 tuna. Don't you think this would attract many young Americans to come here and fish? Since you have already gained the experience, you can teach them. Think of how the coastal towns in America will benefit from our work. I have a clear idea, but most Americans have not understood me. I cannot make you do anything just by telling you. So I have sacrificed myself. I have worked day and night to show you how to do it. The need is there. People understand that, but they won't do what is necessary. I had to come along and show you. Then you too have to show them. I know what motivates people. You can't just say, "Father, I can't do that. I have already shown you how it is to be done." People try to keep up with me, but even those in their 20s and 30s can't do it. They ask me, "Father, how can you do that?" I am always thinking, I'm doing this for those who are yet to come. This tradition will stand for thousands of years and millions of people can live by it. Therefore, I don't mind the pace that I have to keep. I have dreamed of training women captains in America. When those women go to sea for a month and the husbands don't run away, what will happen? That husband will be longing and longing for his wife to return. That husband won't run away after 3 days, but instead wait for his wife and rejoice to meet her. When I came to America, I realized that the divine principle would be best taught by showing the people exactly what it is. Then, if there was one person who inherited this tradition, everyone would understand my teaching. The woman would be happy with such a husband, and that man would be happy to have such a wife. That's how much power the principle has. When the man is happy, the woman is also dancing. Is that bad? It's bad? No. You are shouting good at me. Since you are speaking the truth, you win. Do you like that? Well, what if I don't like that? You are really shouting at me now. So you know. You know the truth. You think I am a 100% genuinely smart man. And how about you? If you weren't smart, you wouldn't have followed me, but here you are. In this declining industry, everyone is bailing out. However, our movement is spending millions of dollars every year. We are spending and investing in America, researching boats and the fishing industry, teaching and educating young people, and developing fisheries. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of Who Will Inherit the Ocean.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.